This past weekend, a couple hundred people, mostly Chinese students and professors, gathered in an auditorium at Northeastern University in Boston for a fundraiser for Wuhan, China, ground zero for the COVID-19 outbreak. The event was organized by WeStar, a nonprofit just formed by Chinese in the area, who've been sending tons of medical supplies to this city under quarantine. When they began playing videos from China's internet showing families separated, streets emptied, several people began quietly weeping in their seats, including this professor.
Excuse me, can I just ask you, these films are incredibly powerful.
I feel the same way. It touched my heart. 35 years ago, I came to the United States from China.
But still, it must be so hard.
Yes, but I'm inspired by lots of people who are risking their lives to help others.
A few rows back, student Monica Zha.
This must be hard to see.
Yeah, it is. You're saying, like, I'm already, like, you know, I've been crying.
Was Wuhan in your home province, or?
No, it's not, but, you know, I'm Chinese. Wuhan is part of China, so we're, like, all Chinese people.
I just looked up, and there was a health worker with a mask on, and he just took his glasses off and started weeping.
Yeah, because they cannot go back home, because, you know, they're, like, potential virus carrier, so they can just talk to their families over their phones, and then after that, they're just wiping their eyes.
Ugh.
Thank you so much.
Then, Jesse Appel, a young white Jewish man from Newton, Massachusetts, took the stage. 7 years ago, he went to China on a Fulbright scholarship, studied Chinese and stand-up comedy, and became a Chinese comic.
The thing is, when I come back to America, nobody believes I'm a Chinese comedian. They're like, you're a Chinese comedian, you look wrong.
It's the best part about what I do. I get to make people laugh. That's like the greatest job ever. And now with the epidemic, people are homesick. Some of them haven't seen their families in a long time. They hope their families are healthy. They're also maybe worried, even if my family member got sick, maybe they wouldn't want to make me worry and they wouldn't even tell me.
大家好，我叫艾杰西。
Many here know Jesse's work. He appears on popular TV shows in China. His videos, this is Lo Wei style, a takeoff on Gangnam style, have gone viral. And Jesse performed in China with his teacher, Ding Guang Chen. Here he played an American proud of his Beijing opera skills. That's Beijing opera, which he also brought to the stage tonight. There's a joke in there. It's complicated. But the point is, part of Jesse's show is a tutorial on Chinese crosstalk comedy, which includes singing. You were telling them about their own culture. Crosstalk, what is that?
Yeah. So it's the Chinese word is xiangsheng.
It's kind of like Abbott and Costello or, you know, Laurel and Hardy, two men.
Yeah, it's like that. It's two-person shows. There's a joker, there's a straight man. You go back and forth. It's all taught master to student. So I apprenticed with a Chinese master teacher for 6 years in China.
You were a disciple.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to study so closely with somebody, he did comedy for 50 years. He passed away in 2018, but really his entire life he was doing comedy and performing for people. In the Cultural Revolution, he was sent to do comedy for coal miners out in rural Shaanxi province for 10 years, and he just had to make it work. It's on a whole nother level of making people laugh than anything I'll ever have to do in my life. And to have somebody who went through all that experience and is now teaching me how to do comedy, like that was really an incredible experience.
Now you're doing stand-up comedy in China. Do you ever worry? You say some people in the audience kind of look, you know, at each other like, should we laugh?
My goal is to bring people together. I don't like that I sometimes have to think twice about what I say on stage, but I don't have the luxury of not doing that. I want to go on stage and make these people laugh.
What is it about China?
When I first went there, it was that the language and the culture was fascinating. And as an American doing comedy there, I have opportunities that are available because the comedy scene is growing so quickly. When I got there in 2012, there were 20 people in the whole country do stand-up. And now there are hundreds of millions of people that love this thing. I get to be a part of that, even though the road is definitely not straight.
Jesse had come home to visit, but now he can't go back to China because of the virus, and he's been following the millions of people confined to their homes there.
And the way I usually say it is this, is these people are not just staying at home to keep themselves healthy, they're staying at home to keep all of you healthy as well. Because if they go outside, they might meet somebody who meets somebody who meets somebody who flies here, and that's how the virus spreads. So I want to give a big round of applause for all of these people who are staying at home.
Yeah, I think for Wuhan, it was very important in doing these shows for an American audience that I first explained that Wuhan, for me, is not a place of an epidemic. Wuhan is a place where I performed, where I had friends, where there's subway construction and they eat crawfish. And doing a show about the pandemic, which is not a funny topic, was a challenge for me as a comedian. And honestly, I didn't even know until the first time I did those jokes whether the whole thing would blow up. It was, as you said, a fine line that you have to figure out how to walk. But I think if you do manage to walk it, I think it meant more.
It obviously means a lot, especially the videos Jesse showed of people under quarantine coping by training, air quotes, for the Olympics. We'll post the videos at herenow.org. They are hilarious. A young man plays ping pong by himself, both sides of the table. A woman plays pool on her kitchen floor with eggs. It was kind of, there was a bit of a laughing through tears. Because there was a girl with a teapot. She was, curling?
Yeah, curling teapot on the ground. My internet over the last 3 weeks on the Chinese side of the internet has really just been a deluge of virus news, virus news, virus news, virus news. And it fluctuates wildly between, oh, everything is horrible and we don't know when this is going to end. And also, here's a funny video of a guy who created a swim room in his living room because he was so...
The swim room.
He's on the table in his living room and they've got books up in front of his head, which is sticking out over the table. And they put a pan of water underneath his head and he's got a swim cap on and everything. He's not getting very far, but he's definitely trying.
There we go. Thank you all so much, everybody.
There's something about that. I mean, you brought more humanity to this tonight than I've seen in weeks of coverage.
Sure. We don't usually see portrayals of China as very funny, but the people there are very funny. When I thought of the idea of making the main thrust of the coronavirus routine about all these funny videos I saw online, I figured people will see, they're making funny videos at home. We make funny videos at home. Regular people are just making funny videos at home, except they're doing it in a very different and challenging situation.
This is your home now, it sounds like. China is your home now, and yet you're stranded here.
Yeah.
How much are you worried about them back then?
I'm an inverse refugee. I'm worried about my friends back in China, not only because of the illness, but psychologically I'm worried that people are going to be scared to go outside and meet friends, and who knows how many months it will be before people are really just comfortable being in a busy room together and not touching, people right now, you saw in the thing, we had people touching elevator buttons with condoms on their finger because they're terrified to touch anything. I'm worried that life is going to take a long time to go back to the way it was, where people just go out and they meet their friends for dinner.
Or will anyone come to a comedy club?
Yeah, but I made a video blog about the charity show that we did last week. I put that up. It got 5 million hits overnight. And I have people who are sending me private messages once every 10 minutes saying, where can I buy tickets to your shows? I think we'll have this new demand for comedy with people wanting to get out and see stuff. And in the meantime, I can make videos on the internet.
Well, and coming back to tonight, how did it feel at the end of this evening? Again, I saw people weeping and just the joy at the end. That must have felt good.
It feels really good. And so we finished with this video of the Olympics and all these people training at home and, weightlifting with boxes of beer and curling with pots on the floor. And I felt like I was being a little help.
We are set.
That chant there, Stay Strong Wuhan. We spoke with American Chinese comic Jesse Appel at a fundraiser for Wuhan, the city in quarantine in China.
(音楽)